brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go right to your calls. Let's go to Neil in Canada, farming and prepping. That sounds evil. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, I'm calling from Canada, as I said. Anyway, I'm a little nervous. I haven't called on air the first time. So, yes, I was watching a movie that I downloaded last night. And have you ever heard of Michael Rupert?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I watched his film about his take on 9/11. It sounded very convincing that that's how it probably happened. And he's a bit more of a pessimist. He just says, basically, it's going to happen. Get prepared. Get ready. It's going to happen. I guess I have more take on his side. I'm not saying that what you guys do is not helpful. I think, if anything, you're slowing down the New World Order crowd. You're slowing them down.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Mike's an interesting fellow. My issue is he thinks everything's going to collapse because our world's unsustainable. Well, the globalists are artificially collapsing. And sure, there's some problems with our industrial society, and it could be cleaner and better. But they're just opportunistically, the globalists are, using that as Agenda 21 to implode things. And so they push the whole peak oil thing and the rest of it while they try to shut off coal, while they try to build more nuclear, which is just crazy. So, you know, that's my take on it, is that it is globalist propaganda, the whole peak oil thing. That doesn't mean somebody's bad or somebody's an agent if they believe it. It just means I disagree with them, and I know where that worldview originated from. And it originated from the globalists. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I would rather be safe than sorry, I'm on a fixed income. You know, I can't help it. I'm on disability up here in Canada. And I'm going to do what little I can, you know, incrementally. Hopefully the collapse won't happen very soon, you know, if it does at all. I mean, I just want to be ready for if and when it happens.
Well, I mean, Canada's run by the Queen and her Governor General. And so other than social engineering and destroying the family and domesticating people, Canada is probably one of the safer zones to be in. It's an incredible police state with a velvet glove on it. Very authoritarian, but for the general energy units, the human resource units, known as humans there, it'll be one of the better zones. The globalists plan civil war and mass re-education and extermination here in the U.S. if they get their way.
If they're going to send us to camps, I don't even know if there are camps in Canada.
Oh, yeah, you have emergency relocation centers that operates as the cover for internment facilities. That's on record. And there is you are under NORTHCOM. You are under a EU, American Union, bilateral 2007 NORTHCOM agreement. So you're actually under NORTHCOM. You're in the military jurisdiction of the Saxe Coburg Gotha Rothschild Rockefeller Combine. In an area designated as an energy sector and globalist elite retreat.
Yeah, I was wondering, what if the U.S. economy does implode, which we do believe it likely will happen, would our dollar become just as worthless as yours?
No, but it will be devalued. I mean, and that's a probability scenario. Again, you're fully captured. And so, you've never really resisted the New World Order. So you'll be murdered later. The United States, after they're done using us as the empire, is to be absolutely decimated and the population implanted with diseases and cancer and just slaughtered up one side and down the other.
I was more like, I don't know if any of those prepper books have anything about more all natural farming, like 19th century.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And globalists are targeting it everywhere while saying they like it on the one side of their mouth, savagely releasing bureaucrats worldwide to attack it any way they can. They see any natural human activity as the enemy. They want you dead after they suck the energy out of you. They see you as a human resource.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember, interviewing him more than a decade ago, and so much of what he first talked about has now been documented and admitted on the subject of coconut oil helping stop or reverse Alzheimer's. The statin drugs were attacking people's brains. He developed decades ago the term excitotoxin, which is now in the mainline literature. He doesn't really toot his horn, but he's one of the top medical advisors and writers over at Newsmax.com, or at least he has been in the past, and he is just a trailblazer who speaks to giant packed houses all over the country and the world, to medical doctors. And he has just pioneered so much of what we now know about chronic inflammation in the brain, from vaccines, you name it. Dr. Russell Blaylock is a registered board certified neurosurgeon and a best-selling author. He is a former clinical assistant professor of neurosurgery at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. He is the author of a number of books and numerous scientific papers and articles, including Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, 1994, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, 2002, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, 2003, and writes a monthly newsletter, The Blaylock Wellness Report. And I'm not going to go through all of his incredible bio. RussellBlaylockMD.com. Is just one of his websites, or BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. And in the second part of the interview this hour, we'll get into vaccines damaging the brain, these low cholesterol diets, what that's doing on top of the statins, some stuff that can really help people. Because I'm starting to hear this in mainline radio, mainline news. And folks, we need to appreciate trailblazers. Because I remember when he was on 3.5 years ago, during the fake H1N1, saying it's all fake, it'll increase your chances of getting the flu, it's going to actually hurt people. All of that a year later came out in Canadian, German studies. But he got attacked by the national media for coming on this show and for talking about it. And, you know, the point is this is a guy who full-time tries to warn people and who's going out. And because we've sent people to interview him, you know, in big cities where there's, you know, 2,000 doctors packing the room sold out to where we can't even get seats. But we're in the back videotaping it, you know, so we can come back and show it to you here on the news what he breaks down. And he is one of the unsung revolutionaries that's going to lead the new renaissance out of this. So when we talk about stuff for Alzheimer's, this is one of the leading experts. You better listen. The medical establishment is ignorant at the low level, but on top, the system does not want you to know about these treatments that are incredible. So I've said that. The reason I want to get him on the first part of the interview, we'll show viewers, if you're radio listeners, this is up at Infowars.com. CEO sees Obama health law doubling some premiums. Health insurance premiums may as much as double for some small businesses. Aetna CEO is saying this. Health insurance premiums may as much as double for some small businesses and individual buyers in the U.S. when the Affordable Care Act's major provisions kick in. And that is what their chief executive said. Here's another one. L.A. Times, Blue Shield of California seeks rate hike of 20% and then another 20% in 2014. Folks, my dad manages, he corrected me, I said a dozen, I always just say a dozen when I know it's something like that, 18 dental offices. But he also manages a bunch of other healthcare stuff, non-dental. I'm not going to get into it, but he's a dentist, oral surgeon. Everything Dr. Blalock told us about Obamacare 3 years ago is exactly what my dad says, but now it's happening. Up, two big medical groups just are leaving the United States. They're just shutting down in Texas. They're just not going to operate now. Most of the dentists he knows, some of them that are 50 years old, they got 20 years in them. They're just retiring. They're done. I'm going to have Dr. Blalock have the floor here and tell you what this is going to do. Of course, the government knows it's going to wreck health care. Then they take it over. The insurance companies wrote this. It doesn't cover pre-existing, all the fools that they get a free lunch. It lets the government say through a computer what treatments you can give. And that's why doctors are just, I'm done. I'm not going to have a death panel. That's what it is. As Bill Gates said, call it a death panel. We need it. The government now runs our health care. The government. The IRS now gets your health records. Nixon was going to go to jail for having IRS records, and he's the president. Now it's just on the books that the giant bureaucracy has it. I'm going to shut up now. Sir, go over it all for us here. And now people are seeing this wasn't rhetoric. The fools out there now are going to see a doubling in the next few years of their health care cost because an industry now can force you to buy their product. Dr. Blalock.
Well, you're exactly right. And, of course, what people need to understand, this isn't new. This wasn't created under the Obama administration. This wasn't in the last 10 years. They have been working on this for over half a century. These people have been obsessed with taking over medical care because medical care is such a huge segment of the economy. It's important to control people. It's important if you want to control populations. If they want to implement their ideas, which you can read about many years ago, back in 1910, they were talking about controlling births, killing off old people because they were no longer useful to society. So all this was in the plans, and they've been working on it all of this time. Now, as a physician, we saw it much earlier than everyone else because they did it incrementally. And 20, 30 years ago, I was fighting this when I was in practice. My fellow physicians, I had more opposition from the fellow physicians than I did the enemies in government and other places, the liberals, the left who wanted this. Your fellow physician who was fighting you the most, the reason was they thought, well, you know, we're pretty smart guys. And I think if we just work with them, we just let them know that we'll help them save cost, and we'll be reasonable in what we do, then they're going to come around and say, okay, that's all we wanted you to do is be reasonable. I told these physicians, I said, you don't understand socialism and collectivism, and you haven't read these papers written by these designers, these elitist social engineers. They don't care whether you're reasonable or not. Their intention is total, absolute control. Well, we've arrived. We're here now. Now, the purpose of doubling premiums and private insurance is to force you into the government total control.
And you said that. You said that. It's meant to bankrupt the system. And for those that don't know, they're going after former state medical board doctors and people, the states and the feds. For those that don't know, they're arresting and harassing doctors everywhere that give you the care you need when they don't follow what the computer tells them to do.
Oh, some of the cases are just unbelievable of the abuse of the physician. Because the physician was handed a group of rules when you joined Medicare or Medicaid. And the rules, of course, like all socialist systems that draw you in, at first are lax. They're not enforced. And then once you're hooked, then they start increasing the number of regulations, the number of laws, and then they start picking positions to make examples of. Well, we've reached a lot of those cases now. There's a case that's just recently reported in which a 63-year-old vascular surgeon was targeted, and they examined over 4,000 of his records. They found two records in which they said, well, you know, some of your language is not proper. He left out a 2, T-O, and his coding for five patients was challenged by the federal government. Now, if you don't understand medical coding, everything a doctor does to the most minor procedure in the office, to the most complex surgery, has a CPT code, the government code, which has to do with reimbursement. You're told as a physician, everything you do in which you bill the government has to have a CPT code. Well, the problem is, there are tens of thousands of procedures for which there's no CPT code. So when we ask, well, what do we do about that? They said, well, just code it as close as you can. Physicians took them at their word. Well, now they've decided we need some examples of physician abuse. So they target people like this vascular surgeon. They said, you coded improperly, and we're going to put you in jail. And, of course, he's gotten a sentence of 10 months in prison. Defrauding the federal government. Now, did he defraud the government? Well, this is the interesting thing about the law. The law says we don't have to show that you intended in any way to defraud the government. Just making an error is evidence of fraud and abuse.
And that's why all these companies are even getting out of the business now. The big mega insiders are left alone. It's the smaller and medium-sized companies can be white glove inspected. There's no way to operate. That's why these companies are just shutting down. Successful, providing good care, profitable, they're just shutting down. Which, again, the socialists know that will bankrupt the whole system. And then you'll be forced into total government control.
That's right, and that's what they want. You know, socialism is about control. People need to understand that. All these people that are excited about socialism and collectivism, it's about human control. You're told what to do. If you don't and you're not obedient, you're going to be punished. They make that quite plain, and this is what the physicians are learning now. I told them that 20 years ago. They didn't believe it. Now they're going to prison for very long terms, 10 years, 20 years. Ruining their life, taking their license away.
And by the way, I hear that exact talk for a decade. You know, the doctors and the companies say, we're just going to work with them and be reasonable, and we're sure we'll be all right. No, there's no way out. You're being mafia taken over.
Right. And they're targeting these people and destroying their reputations, destroying their life, put them in prison with common criminals, and you could be killed in prison. I have cases of physicians in which they purposely tried to do that. They moved them across the country so they couldn't be near their families. You know, this is just stuff right out of the Soviet Union and Communist China that we're seeing implemented.
Yeah, they're targeting the intelligentsia that has served the system so well. They're now just a high-tech lynching. Like Pol Pot shot people with glasses who can read. Here, they just take your license and put you in jail. We'll be back with Dr. Blaylock on the other side to break down the technicals of Obamacare. Get ready to pay double. That's... We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Merry Christmas. Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.20. A 1 ounce gold Cougar Ann can be purchased for $1,689.32, $844.66 for a half ounce, or $422.33 for a quarter ounce. $1,689.32, $844.66, and $422.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Retired brain surgeon, best-selling author, Dr. Russell Blaylock, is our guest for the balance of the hour. Then there'll be news and calls in the third hour coming up. Now, again, a lot of doctors say, well, I can't even make money doing this. It's too dangerous. I'm out of health care. Well, you predicted that. that's the plan, bankrupt it. But and it takes a huge majority now to overturn Obamacare, really banker care, globalist eugenics care. What do you now predict, Dr. Blaylock, is going to happen as people learn, as Bill Gates has laughed, we may play that clip later, that, yeah, death panels are good. Well, now we see the social engineering. Well, if we're all collectivized, the government's going to say what you eat and where you go and what you do and what surgeries you get. And guess what? That's what they've already done in England, where you wait, what, 18 months on average for brain surgeries that you need to get it quickly or you're going to die. I mean, I've watched the House of Commons debates. I have. How are they going to sell this and keep this in place when it wrecks everything?
Well, the idea is every failure is going to be because of sabotage. If you look at the Soviet system and all the communist socialist systems, they do the same thing. When they start to fail, it's not their fault. It's because people were sabotaging it. The doctors weren't playing fair. The doctors were cheating. The patients weren't doing all right. So they just throw more money at it. They increase the regulations, the control. And so the answer is always, the problem is we don't have enough control of all the variables, which means oppression. We have to oppress the public and the providers and the whole medical care system, and then it'll work. And once people take this bitter medicine, they realize, gee, now we've arrived at the utopia. You know, as I tell people, collectivism and socialism depends on what's called the big lie. You paint this illusion of this utopia that's coming, and you tell people, just keep your eye on the painting, on the mural. Don't pay attention to reality. They're never allowed to look at reality. And every time they do, they say, just look back at the mural. Look what's coming if you just do what you're told. So people get on board. And you know, every communist country, every communist that's escaped has said the same thing. They were all true believers in the beginning. And very, very quickly, they understood that we're being deceived. We're being lied to. We're being led and regimented and controlled. And that's what this is all about. So, of course, there's going to be devastation. There's going to be death. There's going to be people dying. There's going to be care denied. But they'll say, oh, this is just the painful growth pains. This is the birth pains as of the coming utopia. Once we ferret all this out, it's going to be great. And, of course, all this pain is because of the previous system. You know, it's just like they always blame Bush or they blame somebody else for every system that happens. A disaster in this administration is due to the previous administration. And so the fact that capitalism existed for so long and private property and this excessive freedom, that's why we're having to go through these terrible birth pains. So they're going to justify every failure. Just to show how idiotic this thing is, and so there's a law that says if a physician charges the taxpayer too little money, he is guilty of a crime. Now, this is unbelievable. The whole idea of these doctors going to prison is that they were defrauding the taxpayer. Well, here, if you actually are saving the taxpayer money by undercoating, that is, coding for a less expensive procedure, you're also guilty of a crime, just the same as if you overcharge the government.
And for those that don't know, that's the age-old thing where doctors and the Hippocratic Oath, Ron Paul's talked about it here on the show, medical doctor, that you were told going to medical school, you should do about a third of your work discounted or for free on a case-by-case example. And if it's some equipment or prosthesis or things, you should approach a charity to come in and pay for it because this is a sacred honor to be a physician. Will you explain to them the old system and why Ron Paul pointed out nobody ever went without health care? Citizens just didn't know about it. The illegal aliens all know about it.
Well, when I was in medicine, for 40 years, counting my residency, we gave away millions of dollars of free care. I got up in the middle of the night and operated all night long on people who were indigent or for whatever reason, they didn't have money, and we didn't charge them anything. Every Christmas, we would go through our bills, and we would find elderly people who were trying to pay their bills off a little bit at a time. We would cancel their bills. We used to give insurance only. We would tell patients if they had difficulty paying charge out of pocket, we would say, well, we'll just accept insurance.
Stay there. Let's explain what the old good medicine was that's now been taken over the last 30 years, now converting to pure eugenics-based death medicine, death panels. They now brag the government runs your medicine. Unbelievable. We'll be right back with Dr. Blaylock.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
You know, it really hit me yesterday when I got pulled over for reportedly going 8 miles over the speed limit. I'm going to challenge the ticket, of course. It's all fraud anyways. And the guy said, sign here. And I didn't have my latest insurance card, even though their computer showed I had insurance. They gave me a ticket for that, too. And I was just thinking, you know, they make you buy car insurance, but then they let the illegal aliens be exempt. And it just really hit me that now I've got to go buy health care, even though I already have insurance. And now, obviously, it's written by the insurance companies. It's going to go up in price. And they get to charge you more for less procedures, and also make sure the doctors and the medical facility get less of that money. So, you know, they might charge you $1 million pretty soon to put a Band-Aid on you. And this is what happens in every communist or socialist or collective system. And why is Bill Gates and Warren Buffett supporting it? Well, they're taking over healthcare. and they admit it's death panels. I want to finish up with Obamacare with Dr. Russell Blaylock here in a moment in this long segment we have, and segue into the cholesterol conspiracy, statin drugs, vaccines this year, the biggest push I've ever seen for them. His website's BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, amazing books, and also some pretty amazing healthcare products that he's developed as well. So, again, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, or just Google Russell Blaylock, MD, and it's pretty easy to find, or start page it, startpage.com. But briefly here, don't forget, we are listener supported. When you click on the web banners and support our sponsors, that funds our operations at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we promote, and you hear me endorse on air things I use, like the high-quality products at InfowarsHealth.com. The essential fatty acids, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all of it. That supports the broadcast, InfowarsHealth.com, plus great products we've researched and researched with medical doctors and others, finding the best products out there. But also things like the ProPure stainless steel water filtration systems. Clean water is so important. There's so many additives, so many toxins, sodium fluoride, you name it. We've got fluoride filters available with it. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER15, you can get 15% off. We're going to end that promotion this Sunday. And some people can still get it by Christmas. We can't guarantee it now, though, just because of the way shipping works. But you can order. It's a great gift to give. WATER15, that's WATER15 is the promo code to get 15% off on the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. And lastly, you can do all your Christmas shopping at once. You know, we stream video of the Daily Radio Show and the Nightly News 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, thousands of special productions. It's really ridiculous how much is there. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. One membership, $5.95 a month, now can be used by 10 people simultaneously with one username and passcode you create. Give it as a gift, just in an e-card or in a physical card. Hey, here's your documentary, you know, news website subscription. 59 cents a month is how much that gift is to give people, and it supports our transmission. Not really at that price. That just pays for the bandwidth and our growing media platform, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, Dr. Blaylock, this is a long segment. I want to try to shut up and give you the floor here, you know, for some large spaces to finish up where you see we're going and ways to hopefully reverse Obamacare, because they lied and said it will not increase premiums. Obviously, it would immediately because it was written by the insurance companies. And where you see all this going, ways to fight it. And then I want to segue into suddenly ABC News, CBN, you name it, about coconut oil that you wrote about, I don't know, 20 years ago or whatever, and other types of good fats, and what they're doing for the brains, and you know, the fact that so many of these disorders we see are really just nutrient deficiencies, and some of that information, because it's something that people can really do right now.
To go back to the Obamacare, what's coming? You know, the interesting thing when I first read through the Obamacare thing that struck me is that it really says specifically very little. What it does is it refers to literally tens of thousands of other federal documents, rules, and regulations. And it leaves a lot to arbitrary change after the law is enacted. Now, what's coming is, and you got to remember, when Hillary first tried to create this system, when her husband was the president, she met with all the major pharmaceutical CEOs in secret because they were going to make a killing out of nationalizing health care, because they would be the sole supplier of all medicines all over the United States. No one else would be allowed to supply these medications. That would get rid of their competition. The same thing holds here. And what we're going to see is that the manufacturers of vaccines that have been anointed, that were anointed during the H1N1, are going to be told, are going to tell the public, in order to receive this care, you have to have all your vaccinations up to date.
By the way, they're already doing that, as you know, with medical workers, anybody that goes to the hospital. But they're already saying if you want your welfare check, you've got to get all the shots. So this is forced government medicine, medical tyranny.
Exactly. And it's all designed to control people. So if you go to your doctor for, say, a carpal tunnel problem, you're going to be told, well, we looked at your record and you haven't had your meningococcal vaccine this year. So you're going to have to get it or you can't be treated. So everyone now is going to be force vaccinated. The companies like Merck and Novartis are going to make fortunes if you're vaccinating every human being in the United States, and eventually they plan for the entire world.
Unbelievable.
You'll be told what you can eat, what you cannot eat. You'll be told when to exercise, how much exercise to do. You're going to be told you have to take statins. You have to take antihypertensive medications. The children will be placed on these medications. This is already being discussed. They were even talking about putting these medications in the water supply to force everyone to be on these medications, whether they wanted to or not.
And by the way, as you're talking, I just can't help but butt in. Everything you're talking about is already being phased in, with the mayor of New York saying what you can drink, what you can eat, with Michelle Obama. My kids were going to private school part-time, and even this Christian school 2 days a week as an academy for homeschoolers. It was big. They were accredited, so they had to do workbooks on Michelle Obama telling them what was healthy. But she doesn't tell you GMO or aspartame is bad or MSG. She tells you you get 850 calories a day, and the kids are literally starving. I'm sorry. It's just they're now doing forced inoculations in California without parental consent. Everything you're saying is already starting.
Yeah, well, they have a very incremental program to get the public used to it. And they've done an incredible brainwashing of the public on the necessity of vaccination for herd immunity. Herd immunity is a complete fraud, and I've proved it. No one's challenged it. So what they're doing, they're building the case that for the public health, we have to force people to receive all of these vaccines. Well, it's been shown they have over 125 vaccines that they're planning to make mandatory. This is huge profits for these companies, and it's going to destroy the health of tens of millions of Americans. And as you get older and you get these vaccines and your health begins to rapidly deteriorate, guess what? You're not going to be allowed to get health care that you think you're going to get, because you're going to be on the list of people that's too old to get these procedures done. So you're going to be left to die. There's your death panels. Now, all of this has been talked about on the healthcare sites and these tax-free foundations for almost half a century. People just have not been reading it. They're not paying attention. You've brought up so many of these things to the public. You read these documents. You dig these things out. But unfortunately, it sounds so outlandish and crazy and conspiratorial, people just can't bring themselves to believe it. And it's like C.S. Lewis in his book, The Screwtape Letters. He said the devil's greatest weapon is that people don't believe in it. Well, the collectivist and the socialist and the communist greatest weapon is that you don't believe they're going to do these nefarious things.
Well, yeah, they now laugh and say there's no such thing as socialism or communism anymore, even though it's taking over the whole planet.
Well, what they do is they do wordplay. They say this is not socialism. Well, in a technical definition and previous definitions of socialism, it's not, because socialism is the nationalization of all businesses and industry. The new socialism, which was Antonio Gramsci's idea, and later Saul Alinsky's popularized it, was that we don't actually take over the company, we just regulate it. And we regulate how much it produces, how much it pays its employees, what is their work hours, what is the...
Exactly. The communists can't ever run anything but a death camp, so they just sit back and you run your operation and they siphon it off and tell you what to do.
That's exactly right. That's what National Socialism was. That's what fascism in Italy was. And that's what we have today, what's called corporatism. Now, if you look back in the history of collectivism, it was based on the corporate model. They loved the corporation because the corporation has an elite board that makes all the decisions, regiments all of its employees, controls all the systems and everything within the corporation. And they said, what we need to do is produce a corporate America and then a corporate world in which a giant corporation rules everything. Everybody thinks this is government taking over corporations. No, it's just the opposite. It's corporations taking over the government. Because what you have is Council on Foreign Relations. Look at the list of people in Council on Foreign Relations. It's the CEOs and directors of every major corporation in the United States. Look at the Trilateral Commission. Same thing. All the major international corporations and financial houses. Look at Bilderberg. Same list. Same people. And it's all corporate. Now, the dream of the Rockefellers was that we would create a corporate control of the United States. They look at government. They say government's inefficient. And this is the whole essence of collectivism is efficiency. Well, efficiency means making people do what they don't want to do, taking their freedom away. We know best, as an elite, they say, what you need to do, where you need to be, where you need to live, what your occupation should be, what you should eat, when you should die, if you should live. This is what socialism, collectivism is. And as you, if you pay close attention to what they're saying, that's what they're telling you. We're the smart people. We know how to engineer society. Society's chaotic under capitalism and freedom. We can't stand this chaos anymore. We need to have social engineering and social control. And that's what all of this is about.
How do we fight it? How do we resist them? I mean, one thing is I'm trying to exercise more. I've become a workaholic and gained a lot of weight and gotten unhealthy. I'm reversing that by the grace of God. I mean, I guess we get healthy and we exercise and we really get the proper nutrition, understanding that there's not going to be a medical system to go to soon. And this isn't a joke. I mean, Paul Watson's worked for me 10 years this year. It's 10 years. Great shape, jogs, you know, 3% body fat, lives in England, riding, you know, for us. And I told you the story last time you were on, Doc. For a month, he had some type of strep and cold, couldn't get over it, had been into the doctor, waited 2 weeks to get in. I couldn't imagine having to wait 2 weeks the few times I've really had to go. I mean, I'm like, get me in there now when you're coughing up blood. I mean, it was rough. And then 2 weeks into it, he finally got in, and they gave him a little pack with some aspirin and some Advil and some Tylenol and some lozenges and some, you know, the Kleenex and stuff. And you said, I guess, in the military, that's what you gave you. I got a lot of emails about that. That's what they say they give you in the military. There wasn't like when I go to a private clinic, boom, I'm in 20 minutes. They swab the throat. They say, we'll call you in 2 hours and tell you what the prescription is, because if it's bacterial or viral, they got to find out. You know, these quack doctors you go to, and they just give you antibiotics, don't even check. But, you know, the clinics, places I go, they do. I couldn't imagine that. And then I said, why don't you go to private doctors? I said, I know you have those. He goes, listen, Alex, you've got to get permission from the government clinic to then go to the private physician. I mean, this is total control. I'm sorry to tell that story again, but this is this is total tyranny.
Well, it's an example of the regimentation. You're not an individual. The enemy of collectivism is the individual. You read all of the literature on the philosophy of this socialism, communism, Marxism, Leninism, fascism, national socialism. It's always the same. The enemy is the individual. They don't recognize the individual. They recognize collectives. You're a number. You're a social security number. You're some other kind of number. And if we have to deny you care, or if you die waiting for care, it's no big deal. You were just a number. And people are not used to that in the United States. You know, as a Christian, we recognize individuals. God recognizes individuals. And, you know, you say, what can we do? Well, number one, we've got to re-strengthen our faith. They have spent enormous efforts to convince people there's no God, that Jesus is not the Son of God. And so they've destroyed the faith base of the foundation of our country. We need to reestablish that, number one, over everything else. We can improve our health so that if we are forcibly vaccinated, we're not likely to have the devastating reactions to these vaccines. We know how to do that now. We know how to improve health of the elderly so that they don't get sick. They are seriously ill like they do now. Many of the neurodegenerative diseases can be prevented by proper exercise and use of nutrients and diet. The other thing that we could do is nullification. That is the most important weapon we have left. The vote has been taken away by voter fraud. So it, no matter how you vote, they're going to cheat, change the machines, change the vote, get people in that are illegal to vote, etc. So what the states have left is the state can nullify laws by passing its own state laws. And in, if you're in a court, if you're on a jury, and it's a federal case, say an IRS case against a citizen or an EPA case or one of these medical cases, and you're on the jury, you can nullify it by voting not guilty, no matter what the evidence shows. That is the law of the land of the Constitution. And this was established in the beginning of the United States because the courts had judges that were British and American juries.
You know, God bless you. I don't know if you heard this a month ago, but it made national news. I've called for the second American Revolution to use the Declaration of Independence to not create a new country, but to remove the globalist and reinstate the republic. It's an instant download, re-upload. And what you're saying is so true. There's election fraud. Obama didn't really win. I'm not saying Romney was good either. He wrote Obamacare for the globalists. The point is, it was all fixed. Only admitting that we're under real authoritarianism that now plans to mop us up, only admitting how much trouble we're in will beat them. The minute we understand they're lying criminal authoritarians, hell-bent on enslaving us, we turn the tide. Do you agree with that statement, Dr. Blaylock?
Exactly. You can't compromise with evil. These are evil people. They have evil intention. So this nonsense of the Republican Party saying, oh, well, our problem is we have too many conservatives. Oh, we're defending.
God bless you. I want to hear that exactly. We're going to talk about that.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We've got two short segments left with Dr. Blaylock, and then we're going to go to your phone calls, those of you patiently holding, and then into all the other news I haven't gotten to yet. But Harry Belafonte went on Al Sharpton show and said we should, quote, just lock people up. We should just round up the Republicans like third world dictators do and, quote, throw them in jail. And that's exactly what the Weathermen came out in federal court were planning to do, the people that advise Obama. You see, I've studied these people. And just like Dr. Blaylock was just saying, this stuff all sounds crazy. It's because truth is stranger than fiction. And the very same crews and the sciences that the Nazis and the Soviets and the Maoists use are now being used here. I've talked to so many former Eastern Europeans who are successful businessmen and women who fled here in the 70s and 80s. And they are so freaked out. They're scared for America because they say, well, I have seen this. I have heard this. This is a blueprint. And exactly what Dr. Blaylock said, folks, we've got to really understand this is war. This isn't just some boss hog corruption taking over. These are vicious control freaks. Anything else on that subject, Dr. Blaylock? And then some basic facts on why do you think it's starting to come out that so many of the Alzheimer problems are the statin drugs and the lack of good oils?
Well, yeah, you know, the Harry Belafonte's and these people making these statements, they've been empowered by the rise of the left. The left is seeing and flexing its muscles because they're seeing that they're winning, essentially. And they're winning by stealing elections. Now, what we need to do is, as I say, use the power of nullification on juries. You can protect your fellow citizen against these abuses by the federal government. Just serve on a jury. Now, the judge cannot direct you how to vote. People get intimidated because they say, well, the judge gave us instructions. Well, he can instruct all day long.
So jury nullification, elaborating on that point you made before the break, though, and then we'll get into the other issue briefly here. When you talk about Republicans, that is waving the white flag when they were always part of the establishment to say we need to accept socialism. And, you know, Glenn Beck comes out and says we need to push, you know, basically gay marriage or whatever because, you know, we need to be like the Democrats. That's how we'll win. That's all football issues anyways. My point is that's a total capitulation. And the left says, oh, great. Look, we're totally taking over. They're going to give in to us.
Well, yes, and once you yield in one area, they'll just force you to yield in another. I mean, all they have to do is make something else unpopular. They have to make the fact that you want to own property unpopular, make the fact that you want to own a gun and protect your family unpopular, make the fact that you want to choose your own food and grow a garden in your yard unpopular. And then with each case, we're going to compromise. What we've seen over the last 75 years is we're always compromising towards the left. There's never a compromise toward the right. We always to the left. Now, those of us that are a lot older, what we know is that if you look back in 1950s, when I was growing up, if any of these things were even discussed back then, people would laugh at you and say, there's no way the American people would allow that. You've got to be crazy. So if you go back in time in a time capsule, they would laugh you out of the room.
And now the official Army manuals, as we pull those up, I want to give the number, say they're now preparing, quote, re-education centers. Doctor, they even use the Soviet term.
Oh, exactly. This is what's so shocking is they even use the terminology that's used by KGB and the Chica from the Soviet Union. They don't even have any qualms about using this terminology now because they feel, well, we've won. There's nothing that they can do. They've lost the battle, and we're going to implement our programs against their will. This government today is using executive power more than any president has ever dreamed of, even FDR. So
the president won't even let Congress see his secret executive order on cybersecurity. Why even have a Congress? Stay there. Five more minutes with Dr. Blaylock, and he's going to get into some of the oils and the fact that what he's been talking about forever is now becoming mainstream, which is some good news.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions these groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.